For as long as there have been films, there have been different ways of screening them. During the silent film era, my great-grandparents met because he was a travelling projectionist in regional Victoria and she was a piano player for the community hall that screened the films. Fast forward and we see the invention of colour, sound, Super 8, Betamax, VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, video on demand, virtual reality. But for some of us, sitting down and watching a film from start to finish, whether at home or in the cinema, isn't enough. We want the film bent out of shape, twisted, sped up, slowed down. My name is Ellie Parnell, and here are four of my favourite weird ways to watch movies. Number one, real-time viewing. The events in the Steven Spielberg classic Jaws take place over 11 days, from the 28th of June to the 8th of July. American podcast host and comedian Howard Kramer has worked out how to watch the film in real time over the course of these 11 days. The opening scene of the film shows Chrissy Watkins being killed by the shark while skinny dipping.
What's your name again?
Chrissy.
Where are we going?
Swimming!
If you want to watch the film in real time, you hit play on the 28th of June and watch the first 5 minutes and 5 seconds of the movie. The next day, on day two, the 29th of June, you watch 13 minutes of the film. This is the scene when Alex Kintner is killed by the shark. On the third day, on the 30th of June, a $3,000 bounty is placed on the shark and the town is in panic. So if you're watching Jaws in real time, some days you only watch a few minutes and other days you watch more. Where it gets tricky is the 3-day shark hunt at the end of the film that does not have clear timestamps for when to start and stop. Howard Kramer suggests winging it during this part of the film.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Unfortunately, we've missed the boat for this year's Jaws in real time, but make sure you mark the 28th of June in your diaries for next year. Full details on the scene-by-scene breakdown can be found on Howard Kramer's website.
Number two, watching a non-chronological film chronologically.
A YouTube user, CrimeWriter95, has re-edited Quentin Tarantino's classic film Pulp Fiction so that the scenes play out in chronological order. Instead of beginning with the diner hold-up scene, the film now starts with Christopher Walken handing Butch his father's watch.
This watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi. Little man, I give the watch to you.
The final scene, when watched chronologically, is of Butch riding off on a motorbike, collecting his girlfriend Fabian and riding into the sunset.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
It's a new way of watching a film many of us have seen countless times.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle.
Number three, interactive screenings.
The Room is often cited as the worst film ever made. Directed, produced, written by, and starring Tommy Wiseau, The Room was released in 2003 and follows three main characters living in San Francisco. Johnny, his fiancée Lisa, and his best friend Mark are stuck in a love triangle.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
The film is rife with inconsistencies and narrative flaws. It flopped at the box office, making only $1,800, or $2,400 in today's terms, in its 2-week run. A cinema that screened the film in Los Angeles even resorted to posting a sign in its box office which said,
"No refunds."
And another sign which cited a review of the film that says,
"Watching it is like being stabbed in the head."
But the film grabbed the attention of Michael Rousselet from comedy troupe 5 Second Films. Michael thought the film was unintentionally hilarious because of its poor production values and lousy dialogue.
"Your client and the bank will make a lot of money."
"What client?"
"I cannot tell you, it's confidential."
"Oh, come on, why not?"
"No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?"
He encouraged his friends to watch, some of them seeing it 4 times in 3 days. And in the final screening, there were about 100 people in the audience. During these final screenings, some viewing traditions were born, such as shouting out certain things and throwing spoons and footballs at the screen.
One of the key things that happens at every room screening is that for whatever reason, there is a spoon that is framed. The correct response when you see that framed spoon is to take plastic spoons, hurl them at the screen, and yell, "Spoon!"
Nearly 15 years on, these traditions are upheld by people who pay to see the now cult film at special screenings around the world. The room screens in Sydney at the Hayden Orpheum on the first Friday each month at 9 o'clock.
Number 4. Watching a film within a TV show.
Mystery Science Theatre 3000, or MST3K, is an American television series that takes bad films, actual films that have been made, and screens them in their entirety to a soundtrack of wisecracks and hilarious commentary. The premise of the show is pretty great. Two evil scientists are holding a janitor captive on a spaceship called the Satellite of Love. They force him to watch B-movies because they want to take over the world, and part of that ploy is to find the worst film ever made. To keep his sanity, the janitor makes robot companions who sit through the films with him and riff hilarious commentary.
What's that?
That's when a second-rate producer has access to a carnival, so he writes a script in 3 days and pays all his actors in beer and cheese sticks.
Oh, right, and he pads out the movie with footage of sad children and a car chase that does nothing to further the plot.
Each episode sees the film played in full with a silhouette at the front of the screen of the janitor and his robot friends watching it from cinema chairs. The show first ran in 1988 and we're now up to its 11th season, with various cast changes along the way. The latest season, called Mystery Science Theatre 3000 The Return, was released on Netflix in April after a successful crowdfunding campaign.
If the fans want MST3K back, we can work together to create a brand new season through the power of crowdfunding.
To date, there have been 211 episodes made, which means 211 B-grade movies reaching new audiences. You can experience titles like
Zombie Nightmare, Teenagers from Outer Space, and Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
A collection of old episodes, as well as the new Season 11, are all available on Netflix. Let us know on Facebook if you have any weird movie viewing techniques. Find us, Arthurs FM.